Good evening. Welcome to Voice to the Voiceless. And I'm Bronwyn Franklin. And I'm coming to you tonight to talk about the strawberry full moon and share with you some of the gems and the rituals to help manifest self-healing and balance in our lives. If you've listened to or paid any attention to any of my other podcasts or things that I've done in the past, I am a huge believer in self-healing and that what that journey feels like and looks like. And it's non-linear. It's not always pills, drugs, doctors. My personal belief, because of my Christianity and my beliefs, is everything was given to us in the garden. Everything that we needed to heal and maintain and provide for ourselves was given to us in the garden. My personal belief is that that garden actually was founded in the motherland, Africa, and that's my personal belief. However, there was many years that I struggled and was challenged with what professional doctors and psychiatrists call mental health challenges. But sometime in my journey, I realized that I was not broken, that I was human, and that I had challenges that other people had. Mine may have been a little bit more elevated because I have a more sensitive nature to spirituality and in the spiritual realm. And I have certain gifts that allow me to be super sensitive. And as I began to explore some of the things that this society that we are in now has created and kind of put us to a taboo thing about tuning into self for healing, tuning into our mind, settling our hearts and minds and spirits and connecting with nature, grounding. We were created from dust. And we return back to the dust. That is our grounding point. You know, the sun was set in the sky to nurture and help things grow. But then there's also the night where the moon comes in, which is, it has its meaning and it has its purposes as well. It is a time for restoration. It is a time to restore. Many of us sleep. And as we sleep, our bodies are geared to restore. And it is a flow. It is an ebb and flow. It flows through from the new moon to the quarters and different phases and until we get to a full moon. And the full moon came about today, whereas we didn't really see the actual time when the moon actually aligned directly with the sun opposite. But that took place around 7:34 this morning, June 14th, somewhere around in there. And the full moon is a time to be receptive, to take a look and become aware of the light within, the light without, and become self-aware of the spirit and how it's interacting with our physical bodies and our emotional bodies. And sometimes And I've done some chakra work. I did that for a while on a, and I think I have a segment on here called Call to Balance, where I did some chakra meditation, talk, therapy, not therapy. It was talk. It was group related. And I do some meditation every day. I find myself, since the weather's gotten warmer, I take the dog out and we go out around 6:30, somewhere between 6:30 and 7 o'clock. And I find myself standing in just in the middle of the yard in my bare feet and looking with my face facing the sun, facing the east. And I just take a couple of deep breaths and try to connect my energy through my being from the sun to the soles of my feet as they sit and they touch the ground. Just taking that energy in. So there's a meditation type journey that you can take as you go through, as you sit and you do your full moon manifestation, whatever you may choose to call it. You may call it your healing. But manifestation is basically making things come to pass, making them happen. So it may be healing. It may be spiritual healing, physical healing. So find a nice place to sit and be still. Take some deep breaths as you reflect on what has been going on, going well in your life. Also, take a look at some of the goals that you may want to manifest over the next 30 days. Things that you may want to come to pass. Take a few moments. Slowly breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. You may want to write this down. I have an index card in front of me where I have written down the things that I want to manifest. And they could be things like self-love. They could be things like cleaner house, things like meeting your special partner. It could be all types of different things that you may want to manifest, because the power and the energy is within you. So be with your thoughts. And just know that as you do this, you are adapting for manifestation. The movement of the full moon is also one of energy cleansing. So you may want to clear out all the things that are not useful to you or not helping to you. Doing a thorough house cleaning. The full moon, because as you rid yourself and let go of things that are no longer serving you, you make room to manifest the things that you want to come in. You clear the space, you clear the air of the bad or the negative or the stale energy that has been sitting in your environment, whether it's internally, physically, whether it's emotionally, or maybe it's physical environment around you. Knowing that the moon's energy is very potent and powerful, we can use it as a way to connect more deeply with ourselves and our feelings when it's a full moon. You can harness that spiritual energy, like I mentioned earlier, journaling or meditating during this time. Clearing out spaces. Clearing out spaces. Writing intentions. The full moon is not set towards starting new beginnings. Is a time of releasing and welcoming closure and letting go of what you need to let go to cleanse that space. It's a time of allowing things to complete. It's a time to self-reflect, not get into deeper conversations or discussions. It's not a time for mind-altering substances because this is a very strong energy. And I'm not sure. I've heard it when I was growing up and I never understood it. And now it makes a little more sense. And it's like, you know, people's behaviors and emotions can be pretty intense during the full moon. And now I understand why, you know, because we're not channeling, we're not grounding, we're not meditating and keeping and being in touch with the feelings throughout the month. The emotions throughout the month and being able to let go and manifest. And many times, many of us are using mind-altering substances, whether it's prescription-related or street-related. Many people are using alcohol or other substances, which alcohol is a mind-altering substance. It alters the moods and the thoughts. So and I think about that when I think about how the moon affects the ocean and the tides and the waves. And humans are 75-80%, 90% water. So if the moon can actually cause an ebb and flow in the ocean, all those trillions and trillions and trillions of gallons of water, how does it affect the human body? Try not to rush your process. Take your time with whatever ritual or meditation or journaling or whatever it is that you're trying to do. Take your time. Don't rush the process. I say find a nice quiet place to sit. That's why it's like 11 p.m. Eastern time, and this is why I'm doing this. This is a good time for me. So during certain phases of the moon, your heart rate and your blood pressure become a lot lower during a full moon and also during a new moon. So when we enter into a full moon, it's almost like as we've been going through the phases from the new moon up, it's like inhaling inward. And when we reach the full moon, it's like an exhale through the mouth. It's a release of everything that we've been building from the new moon. It's the completion of the cycle, and we start all over again. After a full moon, your energy starts to slow down, marking another turning point. During this phase, you may experience deep thinking about yourself and or your relationship status. That's pretty normal. It says that the full moon is usually a time for new romantic relationship possibilities, because we trust our instincts and we recognize opportunities to go for. So I mentioned earlier that we entered into what we call the full strawberry moon. I like that. So if you look towards the southeast to watch the full moon rise or the horizon, you may have missed it depending on where you are, such as myself. I missed it. It will appear to be large and golden in hue. And as I mentioned, as I tried to mention, sorry about that. There was some sort of noise outside the house that got the dog's attention. The actual peak was at 7:52 a.m. Eastern Time. Stop. It's okay. Stop. It's okay. Stop. It's okay. Push. So, the name Strawberry Moon is rooted in the tradition of the indigenous groups . So a lot of the names, some of the moons, many of the moons have very, very, very powerful names, and they get their names from most of the indigenous groups in the Northeast United States. And it's a sign that the strawberries and the other fruits were ripe and ready to gather. So if we all really know that strawberries, yeah, this is strawberry season. And so it was an indication, the moon was an indication that, hey, it was strawberry season. Continue to take your breaths. Thank you. he is still really riled up, and I apologize. So, to help us to recharge, reflect, and or connect, now he's going to walk around and he's going to continue to flex his authority. Okay. So we've already talked about the natural rhythm of the earth, the ebb and flow of the ocean, and its effect by the moon. We've talked about, you know, the rising of the sun and the setting and the rising of the moon. Those are all rhythms. We've talked about the earth and this, and but we didn't mention the seasons, but that's a rhythm. There's a rhythm in the earth. And again, my personal belief is there is a creator who has created this and has set these rhythms in tone. We have day and we have night. We have 30-day cycles in the phases of the moon. We have 3-month cycles in the seasons. The oceans have tides and flow in and out. These are all rhythms. All rhythms. And they go. And we have rhythms. Our body have rhythms. We get into a routine, you know, and that becomes a rhythm. And taking, and I've learned that if I take certain rhythms and incorporate them into my lifestyle, my life has become more balanced. My moods are more balanced. My physical health is more balanced. My mental health is more balanced. And I mentioned that I struggled with my mental health for close to 40 years until I started looking into alternatives and started doing more meditation, more Reiki, more chakra alignments, and meditations and journaling and things of that nature and grounding. And I've been off of medications that they told me I would be on the rest of my life. I've been off of them for over 6 years with no major setbacks because I found my natural rhythm, the natural rhythm that I was born with. There's a rhythm that we get when we're rocking babies, you know, that they really and truly connect to, and it puts them to sleep. Just the rhythm. We dance to a rhythm. We sing to a rhythm. Life is rhythm. So we know that there's a gravitational pull by the moon. Hello there, my friend. Good to see you. Glad you're here. It causes, and we talked about the sea levels rising and falling, right? The rhythm. So we as people, we are a great deal of water as well. So we have to find how to find our rhythm with the energy that's coming specifically from our moon. You know, in full moons, we may feel more inspired or productive. But again, tuning into the nature and the environment around you helps us understand things at a deeper level. You know, it helps us get into cycles where we can see perspectives and reconnect with them ourselves and within ourselves. And when we do that, like I mentioned, it helps us to heal. It's what has helped me to heal, is finding my rhythm and finding things that I was able to repeat and connect to bring me more self-love into not just my body, but also into my mind, also into my spirit. And it's helped me along my journey, you know, and being in tune, like I just said, with nature, the natural sense of being. This is what I believe, like I said, I went back to in the garden. This is what I believe it was. We came from the dirt. And we're connected to the ground, and we need to be grounded. But then we're also needing to be human and not to be alone as well. But everything was provided for us right there. The sun, he made day and then he made night. And there was a reason for that. There is a rhythm. There is the rhythm. Then you have the seasons, and it's a rhythm. It's a constant cycle, but it's in a rhythm. And the rhythm ebbs and flows. You know, so we need to take that time to reconnect, to reground, you know, and disconnect from the busyness of life and get back in tune with nature and life with more intention. So letting go of those things that's not serving us today to manifest the things that we want, the good things that we want to bring in. Taking the time to write those things down in a nice, quiet place. Don't rush the process. Take your time. We as a society, and I mentioned this earlier, we've become so busy, and we've become so super knowledgeable that we're no earthly good anymore. We are so thought up in all of these things that doctors say, this one says, that one says, that we have not looked at what did our ancestors do for centuries before we became what they call civilized. How did the indigenous people, how did the tribes of Africa, how did they connect and heal themselves and one another? They had their rituals, they had their beliefs, and they stuck with those, and it has sustained them for thousands of years. Eastern medicine, I find, has been around for, when I was in college, I looked some things and it said it had been around for like 6,500 years, a lot of Eastern medicine, such as Reiki and acupuncture, and you got the Middle Easterns that came with the yoga. These are the ways many of our ancestors have healed and taken care of each other across generations. You know, so we're taking the time tonight. This may be your first time, this may be your 100th time, but again, to try to sync our internal rhythm with the natural rhythm of the universe. Because it is the full moon, and it is a high time to manifestation and completing cycles. So it's a perfect time to begin to complete the old cycle and start tomorrow, moving into the new cycle and starting to get the rhythm. The moon cycle, again, it's a rhythm. It's every 29 days, no matter what. Every 29 days, it is a pattern. It is a rhythm. From the full moon to the new moon. And the full moon is the peak of the energy. And as I said, and then it goes into, it's the place of completion. It completes the cycle. And you start over and you go through the cycle again. See the rhythm? Again, it's a time of clearing out and letting go, tidying up, decluttering, getting rid of emotional baggage, you know, emotional thoughts, patterns, behaviors. Hey. Even relationships, it may be a time to set some boundaries. It's a time of taking care of yourself and better managing your daily stressors. It's the beginning. Tap into your intuition. Tap into your creativity at this time. Usually, and like I say, don't rush the process, but it's a good time to kind of take 48 hours. So for me, I really started looking into my new moon manifestation ritual yesterday. So tonight will be the first 24 hours. And then tomorrow night will be my 48 hours. So that I'm like right in the middle of the peak when it hits the full moon. So I do some up to and down. I know you can't see me, but I got my hands moving and all these good things. Have been doing it. That's how I do it. My ritual starts the day before. I start throwing out, cleaning out, making sure trash and stuff is out. And then I start to try to ground and breathe and connect all the way through. And I do that for about 48 hours surrounding the moon. So, tip one, grounding yourself. Tip two, try to tune into nature if you can. Tip number three, take some time to just meditate. Sit in a quiet space, 5 or 10 minutes. Just take some time. Deep breathing. Journaling. Journaling your things that you want to rid yourself of and goals that you may want to work on. Being intentional. Tip six. Clear your space. Here's another tip we didn't talk about. Giving thanks. Gratitude is huge. Gratitude for me was being able to look at all the positive things that has occurred, that is coming, or has came, or has happened in my life. And I choose to see even things that may be challenging, I look at them to have gratitude because I see them as there's a lesson here. And it's a needed lesson. So I carry gratitude. I try to carry gratitude with everything and everybody along my journey. I'm not always successful. I have my moments. And that's where my intellectual humility comes in, is I'm able to recognize and realize that I missed the mark on some things and there's something to learn. But being grateful, recognizing and being grateful has a good effect on our self-care. You know, and celebrating and being thankful amplifies the energy. It amplifies the energy that you're putting out positively. And it also opens you up to receive the energy from the full moon positively to affect your physical body and your spiritual body. Which, when you have this energy and this positive energy, that helps you manifest the future wants and wishes. Gratitude, being thankful and celebrating. Next tip is try to eat healthy, natural meal around the full moon. So just as important as it is to clear your physical space and your mental space, you need to also be able to cleanse your physical body. So eating a healthy meal during the full moon helps to cleanse your body. Choosing fresh, unprocessed foods, fruits, vegetables, grains. You know, if you can get it and it's fresh, it's local, it's raw, it's good cleansing. If not, in the winter, you might want to do some good soups and stews or whatever, curries. And I did that. That's a part of my ritual. I went and I grow a lot in my garden. I have started growing in my garden, and I have strawberries and squash and tomatoes and lettuce and kale, and cucumbers and peas. But we had a late winter, and so I didn't get my crop out until probably mid-May. So I pulled my first squash today. So nothing's out there, but I did go to the store and I bought me some mangoes. I bought me some watermelon. I bought me some avocados. I don't know the meanings of what all of those particular things do besides the fact that they were fresh. I bought a lot of lettuce and salads and stuff this week too. But I know my body, because I've been in tuned, we're craving these items. So I was connecting to them, and maybe they had something to do. And maybe on another podcast, I'll look into it and share that. Another major tip is when you're looking at going into the full moon, and maybe a part of your ritual is, like I said, tying up loose ends, bringing things to a close, bringing things to completion. So finishing up odd jobs that you might have been putting off, or check off things that may have been annoying you that's on your to-do list. Checking them off, getting them done as a part of your rhythm. The end of the month, or the end of the cycle, or that new moon, or however you want to phrase it. But getting that done. Here's one that's fun, and it goes back to celebrating and having gratitude. As we're letting go of things, let go of some of that energy. Get out of your head. Dance like nobody's watching. Dance around. get up and dance and move. If you want, get dressed up and dance. If you want, dance in your PJs. But get your body moving and expel some of that stored up stagnant energy. Because it's stagnant. It's blocking. And like I said, I talked about stagnant energies and unblocking chakras and moving that energy throughout the body. Because when stagnant energy settles in, that causes sickness and illnesses and pain and all of that. So we got to move it. Get it moving. Get up and dance. And believe it or not, the tradition of dancing for the full moon goes back again, ancient times. Many cultures throughout the world are known to gather in circles and dance under the full moon. How cool is that? Pretty awesome. Another good thing is take a walk in the moonlight. It has a gentle calming effect, and it'll leave you refreshed and renewed. Stand outside in the full moon and bathe in its power. Tune into how the trees and the skies look in the mountains, and pay extra attention to the sounds and the smells of the night air. Just get connected back to nature. Take a bath or a shower. Again, the full moon is a time for cleansing. It is a time for letting go of stagnant and negativity and so forth. It's a time to relax and meditate and center yourself. So while you're taking your shower or your bath, take the time to focus on your breath. And as the water is going out the drain, imagine you letting go whatever no longer is useful to you. Let it go down the drain. As you wash, think about this is washing away negative energies and things that you have collected throughout your day or your month. Just let it go. And imagine that water is just healing as it rolls and it touches your body. Another thing that's a good idea that's helpful, this one I haven't tried. So far I've done a lot of them. But again, is writing a letter and burning it. Because the full moon is all about completion. Cleansing, releasing, removing what no longer works for you. This is the best time to write down your inner deepest thoughts. Then release all the spent energy by watching it burn. Safely, of course. Then go back and write down your intentions. Write down your intentions or your goals. Because the full moon is about to move you into helping you manifest them in actual life. And look at what you're accomplishing, not accomplishing. It is time to be intentional. Reevaluate if you have to. See if it still resonates. If not, modify. Go with the rhythm. It's ever changing. This is something new. Brew a batch of moon water as a part of your full moon ritual. It is to be a powerful cleansing tool for the body and home. To make moon water, simply place a jar of water outside under the direct light of the full moon, allowing it to soak up the power. You can drink it daily, reminding yourself of your intentions. You can also use it to water your plants, cleanse your home, put it in a spray bottle with a few essential oils to create a facial toner. That's interesting. I've not heard that one. I also heard if you want to manifest more your money and you want it to grow, to put it under, I believe it's the new moon. Set it outside or in a window sill and bring in the and let it charge the pop from the power of the moon. Also, it's a time to cleanse your, if you use different meditation stones and gems of that sort, now's the time. And that's another thing I do. I wear bracelets and so forth, and I put them in the window last night, you know, and I took them out tonight. So I don't do a full 48 hours. Some I do, but the ones that I wear, I don't. And last but not least, chill. Like I say, don't rush the process. Take time to cleanse your space, your mind, your body. Sit back, relax, celebrate. Often, we have to create the stillness. And once we create some stillness, we can fully see what's happening or feel what's happening inside us and around us. But we first have to create that stillness. We have to create that space. Taking a few more breaths and continuing to be still. I do this thing whereas I like I said, I try to stay in a constant state of groundedness and balance. And when I get off balance, I have to take and take a step back and check and see what's going on in my life that's out of tune, that's just out of sync. And then I put that back into sync, you know, and that's self-awareness. And that's part of what I work on teaching as a part of my organization, 313 Network Solutions, is one of the things I want people to become self-aware, to come in tune with themselves so they can realize when they're out of sync and how to find their way back into that sync. So I talked about, and I'm going to go a little more deeper. I got a few more minutes before I go. But we talked about earlier that the new moon and the full moon helps lower your blood pressure and your heart rate. So the cycles of the moon definitely, like I say, they do affect your heart. So be very careful when you want to go to the gym or whatever. Because when you're exercising, your heart is at a peak performance during a full and a new moon. So check the phases around that. Again, we've been talking about the ebb and flow, and the moon is responsible for the ebb and flow of the tides. And so that also affects the water, and our bodies are made of water. There's a lot of water in our brain, so forth and so on. So the moon has that same sort of gravitational pull, believe it or not, on our brain. Um, And so a full moon may actually decrease seizure activities. Also, it attributes to the hormone melatonin, which helps us, melatonin, which helps secretes into the brain, and it helps like when the sun goes down, so it helps you sleep. So the moon helps. Again, it's the rhythm. It's the process. That's why we have day and we have night. It is a time that, believe it or not, people have more headaches and more migraines around the time of the full moon. Scientists really don't know why, but it's something that's disruptive in our hormone levels that triggers the headaches. This study says that the kidney stone pain is increased during the full moon. Wow, that's interesting. And one last thought again. And think about it. For us women, our average menstrual cycle is every 28 days. Again, there's the rhythm, okay? Which is quite similar to the phases of the moon being every 29 days. You know, and Chinese researchers who discovered almost 30% of all women monitor ovulation at the full moon. Interesting. Well, I don't have to worry about that. Through that. And they also say that there's a higher number of births during the full moon. Yeah, so again, full moon. And I'm getting most of this stuff from the Farmer's Almanac. Got much of this from the Farmer's Almanac. Yep. So, with that, I'm gonna get ready to give everybody a fairly good night. It's good seeing you, my friend. I appreciate you stopping in. I was just going to basically record this and put it out. I'm going to start recording them in my free time. I might do three or four a day if I can and put them out there so I can get back into getting some intentional cycles of broadcasts going on. And they're going to range from my thoughts on things, different topics, different guests. I've had a few guests. Hopefully I'll get more, but I'm just going to continue to move forward and share what I can. But I wanted to do this full moon one. I did one earlier today, but I messed up some kind of way. And I wound up deleting it. It was around, the conversation was dealing with the mass shootings that had occurred, and especially some thoughts and some feelings, a conversation that I had with my son when the Robb Elementary School shooting happened, right behind the Buffalo supermarket shooting. And him and I was having a conversation, and I read a letter that he wrote me. So I'll be reposting that. Sometime, hopefully this week. Like I said, I messed up earlier today, so I took it down. But again, I thank you all for stopping in and just taking a few minutes to manifest some self-healing and some balance. You know, and bring yourself into some harmony and inner peace. You know, as we move through this full moon rhythm, this beautiful strawberry moon rhythm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for joining me. Sleep well. Good night. Thank you.